Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Every day that Obamacare survives is another day the American people struggle. I heard it from local businesses in a conversation we just had at the other end of this plan. I mean, we all remember the broken promises they made back when they passed Obamacare.
That there is Mike Pence, vice president, who every day wakes up and goes, oh my God, this is so neato. I'm super jazzed about this. I don't even have to play coach anymore. Neat. Oh, my God. And he got a new puppy, right? Like, how great is that? That was news the other day. Breaking news, Mike Pence gets a puppy, a Russian hound. Not quite sure about it, but CNN is breaking the news that it's a Russian wolfhound, and it's a spy! Oh, Pence today talking to a bunch of small business owners and manufacturers about what Obamacare.
The Democrats in Congress today would rather let Obamacare implode and let the country suffer rather than admit their mistake and help Republicans rescue the American people.
Of course they wanted to implode.
But they won't succeed.
Of course.
I promise you.
You promise? Of course. Again, still really neato. So should end everything. I just want to say this is neat. Peace. Of course they wanted to implode. They've been wanting it to implode forever. Case in point, let's just go to the former president. We'll call him Barack Obama.
The truth is that unless you have what's called a single-payer system in which everybody's automatically covered, then you're probably not going to reach every single individual because there's always going to be somebody out there who thinks they're indestructible and doesn't want to get health care, doesn't bother getting health care, and then unfortunately when they get hit by a bus, end up in the emergency room and the rest of it to pay for.
I happen to be a proponent of a single-payer universal health care plan.
Into a pub. That happens. Hey, he's got universal health care. He didn't need it, right? Hey, that's right. He didn't. Of course. You know what? Here's the thing, though. If you're a 32-year-old man and you think you're going to live forever, you think, this is it. I'm going to live forever. I'm indestructible. That's on him. Right? Who are you to say, we know what's better for you? That's what it sounded like to me. Unless you're a person who believes that they're going to be indestructible. That's none of your business, what you think. Stay out of my life. But they want the single payer. They have been pushing forever and a day about single payer. And I will tell you this right now. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Single payer for these people is the political goal. And what they're hoping to do is to make the world equal and even. It's going to be a fair, fair playing field for everybody. We're all going to be covered. It's all going to be great. We're never going to have to worry. Taxes will go up a little bit, but it's okay. Right? You got Barney Frank, right? That's his name, Barney Frank, Banny Frank. You got Bernie Sanders. You have all of these people. This lady here, we'll call her Elizabeth. Pocahontas, Focahontas, Fakahine, whatever her name is, Elizabeth Warren.
We're talking about tearing down the healthcare system and starting over. That I think every option needs to be on the table, and single payer sure ought to be at the top of the list.
Of course it should be, right? Because my people on the reservation want single payer. They do. She is unbelievable. She is absolutely unbelievable. They want single payer. But let me tell you what happens. 250,000 plus, they got some money, right? You know, husband and wife team making $150 a year each. living life pretty good, living in a $1 million home, got some disposable income. They don't want to go down the street to the place you're telling them to go and hang out with everybody else so they can have a subpar doctor and wait weeks upon weeks upon weeks upon weeks just to get in for the sniffles. No, they don't. See, they've got money, so what they're going to do is they're going to use that money to purchase themselves a better opportunity to see medical people that are going to be able to take care of the needs that they have on an immediate basis. Oh, and guess who's going to be up there at the top? Doctors who don't want to live in a world where they've got $300,000 in medical bills, student loans that they're paying for, and you're telling them, your nut is $20,000 a month, but don't worry, we're going to pay you $15,000 a month. Wait, what? Yeah, because we have to cost control, because it's the government now, but you're going to get a pension. Huh? What? But I have a house, and I have payments, and I have a... What? Oh, yeah. So all of a sudden, you're going to have the good, experienced doctors taking care of the people who've got money and the people who you claim to care about so much. The poor, the downtrodden, the ones who cannot fend for themselves are going to be stuck with the inexperienced and the incompetent. It's going to be a backlog. Canada released some of their findings about a week or two ago over how long it is to see a doctor for a routine visit. Wait times are in weeks, not hours. Depending on where you are, in what province, you're looking at several weeks to a year. And if you need a knee replacement, I'm in Palm Springs. We have snowbirds. You know what they do? They come down here in November and they spend the first couple weeks getting their stuff that they need taken care of, and paying cash for a knee replacement or a new hip because they know they'd be waiting for years up there. Oh, it wouldn't cost them a dime, but still. They don't want to talk about that. That's the thing. They don't want to talk about it. But this is what's so funny. It's like they have to know, right? You can't be that stupid. You would like to think they're not, but maybe I'm giving them too much credit. Maybe they are that stupid. Like, I look at the Republicans and think, do you think I'm that stupid? I know you've shown this to all of these lobbyists. I know they've seen this bill. I know they've gone through it. I know they helped you craft it. I know all of that stuff. It's the same thing they did with Obamacare. I know that. We all know that. So don't tell me you care. But you can't be that stupid, Elizabeth Warren, and the likes of you, who think that all of a sudden you've got people who are the best GPs, the best doctors around, the best surgeons, who are going to go to here is a small bonus and a salary, and I know that you've got other bills, and I know you've got other things in life, and that you're going to go to these pharmaceutical companies, and you're going to say, you're not going to make the kind of profit that you used to make, and we're going to negotiate things down, but we're still going to put you through the rigmarole of testing and doing all that kind of stuff. It's not going to be, we're not going to get drugs. We're not. If you told somebody today, hey, it's going to cost you $3 billion to get a drug passed, but it's going to take you 15 years to try to make up any of that money because the government's going to put such cost controls on it that the people will flood out to them, and you'll make a little bit, but it's going to take you a very long time. What are you going to do? Why would I do that? And, oh, by the way, we're not going to let you have a patent for X amount of years because we're going to take that away from you so we can have a generic version and even get it cheaper. Oh, okay. So you want me to give you something for free? Yeah. Government gets involved, they screw stuff up. It's always been that way. And it always will. It has always been that way. It will always continue to be that way. They want to get involved. They want to do stuff like this because they believe they know what's best for you. And they don't. If you make a poor choice in life, That's on you. Right? Sometimes bad things happen to good people, and sometimes good things happen to bad people. That's just the laws of life. But government will screw things up. They will. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program. As always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Trump is holding a re-election fundraiser tonight because apparently he's already running for re-election. And that, to me, is just whatever. I don't know. One term, 6 years, that's what the president should have. One term, 6 years, no re-election. You're in, you're out. Boom. There you go. Hey, driving is important to all of us, and summertime is here. We're going to be taking a lot of staycations. I mean, we're going to be popping around the corner, going up to grandma's house, taking a weekend here, a weekend there. We're going to be driving our car a lot. Kids are going to be with us. What ruins a trip? Unexpected car repairs ruin trips. Don't worry about it. Get extended coverage from CarShield like I did. Boom! You're going to be taken care of. Cost of a new engine, upwards of $5,000. A water pump, $500. And, oh, can I just say, air conditioning, that can cost you upwards of $1,500 to fix if you need a new air conditioner. I think we all know that with the heat wave that has gripped much of the country and is moving across the country, who wants to be driving around in 120-degree heat or 90-degree heat with 100% humidity without being cooled off by air conditioning? And what about the GPS system and the computer stuff? That stuff can set you back $1,000 just for a sensor. With CarShield, you get 24/7 roadside assistance. You get a rental car while your car's in the shop. And speaking of the shop, you choose the shop. The mechanic, your favorite mechanic, take it to the dealership. They take care of the rest. Pay them directly. You don't have to do a thing. Save yourself from high repair bills. Get covered by CarShield like I did before something goes wrong. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson or visit carshield.com and mention code Benson again and you save 10%. That's carshield.com. Use code Benson. Save yourself 10%. A deductible may apply. It's the Chad Benson Show.
No need to sit there foaming at the mouth. Jump in and get whatever off your chest. Call Chad at 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Ooh, now doesn't that feel better?
Jason Chaffetz, soon to be not congressman, he is suggesting that members of Congress receive a $2,500 housing stipend because it is expensive to live in Washington, and many congressmen like Chaffetz live out of their offices. Do you think that should be a priority, Nina?
Good God, Don. I mean, how privileged are you to be able to ask the taxpayers for a stipend? I say instead of a stipend for Congress, let's put some subsidies. Let's keep the Medicaid subsidies so that elders in nursing homes can stay in those nursing homes.
Well, first of all, I don't want to give anybody subsidies. So why? you're talking about what? How many people would probably take advantage of this? Comparatively to how much subsidies would cost for nursing homes. So let's just slow a roll.
Slow thine roll, please, ma'am.
If you could for a second. But Jason Chaffetz, who's stepping away, says, look, you know what? It's expensive. It's expensive out here. And some of these guys, they're out here 3-4 days a week. They sleep in, it's expensive for hotels. So where do they sleep? They sleep inside their offices. A lot of times they come out and they smell and they got to go and they take a quick shower where they work out at the gym there and then they go to work. And, you know, people say, oh, this is horrible. This is stupid. You shouldn't do something like this. How about this? How about we give them a per diem, right? $2,500 a month. You spend it how you want to spend it. If you want to spend it on food, you want to spend it on rent, you do whatever it is you do, you front the rest, right? If this was a business and you were away from home that much, I know, I travel, I do stuff for business, you get a per diem. You do. There you go. Give them a straight per diem, and that's it. Or better yet, why don't you go and get a giant building with like 50 rooms, renovate it at the cost of $4 billion, because that's what you guys will renovate it for, and then stick these guys in there like it's a frat house. But there'll be women, and they'll be, well, whatever. But I'm just saying, it's something to think about.
It's ridiculous in every way, and it really proves that the elite in Washington, D.C. are very out of touch with everyday Americans. I mean, since 1980, most Americans, or the bottom 90% of Americans, have not really seen an increase in their wages. A lot of folks don't even have houses. How about let's put some of that money into helping the residents of Flint once again get some clean water? That's an idea.
Ooh. First of all, she said most people don't have houses. I think that's a lie. Like, that's, there's something where she just threw something out there that has nothing. That's Nina Turner there. Just most people don't have houses. Well, I don't find that to be true. I find that most people live in a house or have some sort of place to live. I'm just throwing it out there. I understand. Look, I'm not sympathetic to these guys and gals. They make a ton of money. But here's something that I don't think a lot of people know. A lot of these people are small business owners who are even lawyers that didn't have super successful careers, because you're making seven figures. Chances are you're probably not going to wander away from that. But they're not the Jason Chaffetz of the world. They're not Ted Cruz of the world. They're not the Rand Pauls. They're not people that are going to be there forever and a day. At least you hope they're not. So they're not sitting on millions and millions of dollars. I think there should be a little give and take, but I think I'd rather, you know what I'd rather see them do? And Anthony said something great. We're going to give you X amount of dollars, right, towards whatever it is. Again, you got a per diem anyways. I mean, here in California, they get, I think, is it, what did I say last week? $33,000 a year per diem on average here in California. Yeah, that's the insanity of what our legislators get here in the state. That's insane. But how about we just give them a straight $2,500 a month? That counts for everything, and you get nothing else. And what you do from it there, it's on you. But by the way, you're not getting a chance to get a raise for 5 years, and then we'll re-look into it. Is that fair? Can we have some fairness there?
In an interview with The Hill, Chaffetz said in part, quote, and here's what he says, you shouldn't have to be among the wealthiest of Americans to serve properly in Congress. Members of Congress, by the way, receive an official salary, $174,000 a year. Leadership positions receive slightly more than that. Most Americans, though, live on far, far less. Do you think Chaffetz is tone deaf, or do you agree with him?
It's business, though, right? It's business. If you go away tomorrow, your business is going to pay you for all of the stuff, your travel, all of those kind of things. And if not, then you need to find a new company to work for. I'm just throwing it out there. Look, I think these people are tone deaf anyway, but to turn this around and to say that this is something insane, I just look at it from a business standpoint. Guess what? $1 million baseball players get a huge fat per diem for going on the road. You make $30 million a year. Do you really need $250 a day for food? Just throwing it out there. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, kids and kittens. People are texting me about, oh my God, Jason Chaffetz wants $2,500 a month for these people to get what? I mean, you get what? Their living expenses. They're away from home. If you went away from home for your job, you would get it. And it's funny because we get mad. Well, it's taxpayer money. Really, how much money do we waste? Right? I got no problem with it. I don't. Well, they're out of touch. So they're the what? So taking, here's the thing. Let me ask you this question. If I take $2,500 and say you guys can't have this because you're out of touch with Americans, do you think that all of a sudden they're like, I get it now. I didn't get it before, but now that I'm not getting that money, I get it. I didn't get it, but now I get it. Got it? Good. No. Per diems. When I played soccer, we get off the bus, call out your name. Here's your per diem. Here's your per diem. Here's your per diem. Here's your per diem. NBA's $100. Going to be rising. The NHL is $106. Going to be rising. A lot of this is also based on collective bargaining, right? Major League Baseball, very expensive as well, 100 plus. And it also depends on your contract. You may have stuff in there that says, I need $300 a day, and the team's going to pay it. And most of the time after games, there's meals provided. Oh, and here's something else, kids. The NFL works like this. You show up day one of training camp. They give you a fat stack of cash. You stay on the grounds of wherever it is you're training. Dallas is going to be in Oxnard, California. They're not in a hotel. They're going to be at a college. They're going to be in bunks. They're going to have the rooms. Food's going to be provided. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is going to be provided. Rookies get about $1,000 a week. Anybody who's not a rookie is going to get anywhere between $1,700 and $2,000 a week. They'll get there. They're there for 4 weeks. They're going to be handed $8,000 or $5,000, give or take. They're making millions. Well, it's not taxpayer money. It's taxpayer-funded stadiums, right? That's what everybody bitches about. Look at it. Treat it like a business. If I had to go out of town every single week and I was gone for X amount of dollars, boom. And maybe make it for as many days that you're there, this is what you get. There you go. Problem solved. Problem solved. I have no problem with it. Some people do. I am not one of those people that has an issue with this. A lot of people are. They're texting me, man, you don't get it. No, I do get it. You don't get it. If you travel for business, you should get paid. I don't care how much money you make. I don't. Well, still, they're making like 174 grand a year. So who cares what everybody else makes? Stop worrying about that. We waste far more money doing other things than whether or not we're going to pay these people $2,500, which is not going to happen anyways, although it may happen. They may vote it in. It'll be really quiet. We won't know about it. Text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. I love UFOs.
Unsealed case file. The British X-Files. The UK's Ministry of Defense began documenting the nation's UFO sightings in the 1950s. But all of this potentially explosive information would remain under lock and key. But in the year 2000, the British government passes the Freedom of Information Act, granting public access to nearly 60 years of the nation's X-Files.
So the Brits have released some of their files, not all. There is still another three big batch of files over the next 6 months that will be released. So one caveat, you want to see all this cool stuff, most of it, the good stuff, you know what you got to do? You got to go there and you got to go to the Ministry of Defense and you got to go look at it and you can't take pictures and they've redacted a lot of stuff. But it's interesting. And I always find if you're hiding stuff, that means usually you're hiding something. Don't you kind of want to know? I mean, I kind of do, right? I could take it. Can you take it, though? Can most people take it? I'm not thinking about the average person that you know, but like, can most people take it? Because collectively, the stupid is strong in the world. Not just America, the world. The stupid is strong. So can the world handle, hey, by the way, we forgot to mention the green men that are little with big heads, giant eyes, and don't talk except with their mind? Yeah, they're real, right? The probing thing? Yeah, it happens. I mean, could you take it? What does it do to religion, too? Think about that. What does it do to the religious side of this world? Here's one thing. Does it automatically stop everything that's going on in the Middle East? Look, here's the deal, guys. You guys need to calm it down because there are aliens and they're really sick and tired of you guys fighting over something. And, so just shut your pie hole or it's going to get ugly fast because they got super awesome rays and they're going to blow you out of wherever it is that you are.
Upon their release, the millions of pages expose decades of systematic government misinformation on UFOs.
There are also documents that show how consistently, over the years, the Ministry of Defense tried to downplay the extent of the UFO phenomenon and discredit any media outlets that ran serious stories about UFOs and portray anyone who investigated UFOs as cranks.
Cranks. Are they cranks? Mate, are they cranks? That's a question. You go ask yourself, are they cranks? I don't know. Anonymous hacked into NASA and says that they've got proof that NASA and the government has hid UFO stuff. I just find it, you go back and you look through culture, right? You go back and you look through time and culture, and you say to yourself, okay, what did the Mayans have to gain, right? There was no TMZ or no internet. They weren't trying. Like, people are going, did you guys go over to Kliklok's cave? He's done all kinds of crazy carvings, man. He's totally just, there's some crazy stuff, right? Do you think they had their Alice Jones and conspiracy, baby, let me tell you. I mean, do you think that was happening? No, I don't think so. How is it that overnight we got all of this stuff? It's a fair question. How is it that we went from being a fish, if you will, to, you know, and monkeys and all of this stuff and crawling and then all of it. Now we got math and now we've got language. Can we not ask that question that maybe they could be little green men out there that helped us? And I say green because that is probably racist. But let's just, you just never know. And there's a lot of things. Not everybody is full of crap. Are there some people out there that should be limited to one or two UFO hotline phone calls a day? Yes, there is. But there are also people out there who are credible witnesses, who have stellar backgrounds, who say, you know what, we've seen some things.
Among the documents are stunning accounts of UFOs directly endangering hundreds of lives, including a terrifying incident in 1995 in which a Boeing 737 approaching Manchester Airport nearly collided with a UFO. But of all the details to emerge, perhaps none is more alarming than the number of sightings over RAF Woodbridge.
Now, RAF Woodbridge is Royal Air Force. This is Woodbridge. There's a lot, you've got several other places around the world that their countries have their own Area 51s and their area. And by the way, we have Area 51, and I believe we have Area 52, which is also super top secret. And yeah, I shouldn't even talk about it. I'm just letting you guys know. If Anthony disappears, it's not me. But, maybe we do some testing there of stuff. Maybe it's super top secret. Maybe there's death rays. Maybe we do things like that. Maybe aliens gave it to us, or maybe we just don't want people to know.
There are lots of rumors that there were nuclear weapons at Woodbridge. I think the number one issue here is technology. UFOs are interested in our missile sites, our nuclear weapons program, our military bases. The number one issue is defense.
Yeah, defense. Which is true. I mean, we've got DARPA here, right? We've got all this super secret defense stuff that nobody's supposed to know about. That's like uber secret. But here's my question. Would you be surprised? For some people, I think they would. And I know some people go, oh, it's no such thing as aliens. I don't care what the government says because they're liars. But would you be surprised if the government finally said, look, we can't keep it hidden any longer. Roswell was real. We've had some incidents where people from other, planets have come here and they're walking amongst us. I don't know. But I just find the hubris of us to think that we're the only ones on Earth and that we're it and there's nothing else out there and that we, through our mind, can't conceive going so far away where maybe for them it's nothing more than a hop, skip, and a jump. But for us, because we can't wrap ourselves around it, we coming here is no big deal. It's no different than driving to your friend's house. No different than going to Starbucks. Or maybe we're just a giant farm and that we're food. How would you feel about that? Just put it out there, kids. Jeez. That's more entertaining, I tell you what, than sitting around talking all day about healthcare. Maybe they could sort it out. Hey, Click Clack, how do you fix healthcare? Because we're not doing a good job here. It's a mess. 844-DICK-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Text us, as always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can tweet at us, alien style, at Chad Benson Show. Ooh, alien style. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
So one of the big breaks. breaking stories of the day was President Trump, who is the president of the United States. Just want to point that out to everybody who continues to say he's not my president. No, he still is your president. Was doing like a photo shoot and I think, you know, having some impromptu, media sessions with some of the foreign press. And there was a woman there from Ireland. A woman there from Ireland, right? Right there. She was from Ireland. She was there, right? A reporter. And Trump and her kind of got into a little chat. And he apparently is, a bad guy for saying this.
Well, we have a lot of your Irish press watching us. They're just now leaving the room. And where are you from? Go ahead. Come here. Where are you from? Should we have all of this beautiful Irish press? Where are you from?
I'm from RTE News. Katrina Perry.
She has a nice smile on her face, so I bet she treats you well.
She has a nice smile. Now, he didn't say she had a banging ass, right? He didn't say that. He didn't say she had a rack for days. He didn't say that. He didn't say what he said with Billy Bush that day in the bus, right? I just go right up to him and grab their hoo-ha. He didn't say that. He says, hey, you got a nice smile. And all of a sudden, we're talking about this. CNN is running with it. We got three people here that are all angry at Donald Trump for something or another. He's a patriotic, cisgendered, non-gender formative. Is that what it is, Phil? I get that one wrong.
Gender normative.
Gender normative. It's crazy. This is the problem. CNN, this is why nobody believes you. And here's the thing with CNN. You've got your biggest ratings. You're going for broke. You're going after it. That's fine. Whatever. There's no there. You're going to come out with egg on your face. People are going to look up, and all of the stuff that people have been saying about you, you've now pretty much validated, right? Even people who are in the middle who are sane are going, yeah, this is ridiculous. USA Today had a column basically pleading them, stop, it's over, get over Russia, the whole nine yards. It's silly. But you take something and you run with it. And you're not even trying to say that you're anything other than that. And the fact that you can have somebody on there today, well, not one, not two, but three people discussing whether or not that he did something that was, what, sexual assault? Is that what it was? Because he said she had a nice smile? Is that a bad thing? I don't think it's a bad thing. She does have a nice smile. She's a good-looking lady. Can we move on with our lives? That's what he does. That's what he does. He goes and he breaks down that barrier because he makes you feel special and he chats with you. That's why he gets himself in trouble in a lot of ways when he meets with people, because he wants to show that you're special, and he may say something that he's not supposed to say that is kind of, you know, hey, that's not how we do it here. But in doing that, he brings a guard down and a wall down. And he needs to learn how to rail it in a little bit, bring it back, just a little bit, just a smidge. But you understand that. It's what great people, communicators, we always think somebody who's a great orator, somebody who can get up in front of people and give this amazing speech is somehow this great communicator, right? Where Trump is a great communicator in a lot of ways. He communicates with Twitter. But you know what else he does? Much like Bubba used to. And that is Bill Clinton, for those of you who don't remember. Bubba, man, I tell you what, man, how you doing, ladies? You guys look good. We should play some tennis or have sex or something. I don't know. We'll talk about it later. But here, much like Bubba, you know what these people do? They make you feel at home. They make you feel special. Whether it's a handshake and it's just, you know, they take their other hand and they just kind of put it around your elbow or put it on your shoulder or whisper something, say something kind of funny. Whatever it is, they make you feel, they communicate in a way that is much different. There's a lot of people out there who are great orators, who can give these amazing speeches, but one-to-one, they're not good. Case in point, comics. Comics are amazing on stage, right? But there's a lot of comics out there that off stage, they're not wonderful people. They don't have senses of humor. They're kind of downers most of the time. Through tragedy, they found comedy, and that's kind of how they get through things. I'll tell you, I do comedy. I don't have a great sense of humor. I don't. I find stuff that's a bit twisted based on the tragedy of stuff that happened to me as a child and all that stuff. I find that's kind of where my you know, the creepiness comes in for some of my humor that makes me laugh. It's a little bit darker. Doesn't mean I'm weird off air or on stage and stuff, but there are a lot of guys I know and gals I know who are comics who, let me tell you something, on stage, their communication skills and the way they can work an audience and everything is amazing. But off stage, they're the most awkward people. Trump is one of those people where he will make you feel special. Just like Bubba did, he'll make you feel special. And I think people forget that he is a great communicator. Not in the classic sense of getting in front of people and saying, tear down that wall. No, in the kind of sense that, hey, we can hang out and have a conversation. We could have dinner together. You may hate me at the beginning, but I bet you by the end of dinner, you'll go, he's not as bad as I thought. He's actually kind of a cool guy. That's the kind of communicator he is. That's why he did so well. And that's why even this lady who may not like Trump at all, and it may be awkward, I bet somewhere inside of her, she's going, ooh, I think that was kind of neat. It was kind of sweet. Solid fun show as always. Tweet along with me at Chad Benson Show. You can always text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We got you over the hoop for Phil. For Anthony, my name is Chad Benson. I, as always, I bid you adieu. Night, night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.